This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That was Alex Cora earlier today on WEEI Afternoons, choosing his words wisely when talking about Marcelo Meyer. I can tell you if I put that through the Andy Hart interpreter, he does not expect Marcelo Meyer back. I didn't like that.
You know what? And that, to me, is a shift in what I've been hearing or thought. I'll be honest. I've kind of thought Marcelo got the procedure done to fast track his way back onto the team.
Yeah, and I think it's great that he says he wants to, and he probably wants to, and he's putting that out there. I don't even know. But that the way he handled that question, and if you missed the Alex Cora interview, you can listen to it on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Download that, or iHeart, or TuneIn, or pretty much anywhere else you can find podcasts, WEEI Afternoons Podcasts. We will also revisit it in the drive at 5, where we'll talk about some of the key answers, including a very open response to all the little mini controversies following his team in regards to them studying opposing pitchers who may be tipping their pitches. So,
very interesting interview today.
Very, very, very interesting. We also have something interesting developing with the New England Patriots out in Minnesota, up and down practice. I did want to give them just a note that I saw from Taylor Kyles and others on Twitter, because if we're going to bitch about different things and we're going to crap on people when they do dumb stuff, Mike Vrabel and Drake May went to a Special Olympics flag football game practice right from their practice field. I will say, the one thing that is maybe most interesting to me is the way Mike Vrabel has embraced the outreach of him and his own team here in New England as he's taken over, making it a priority.
I would do the same thing.
It's awesome.
People are, you know, Drake may have a leadership problem because he's telling Drake to go celebrate with his teammates. It's like, Drake may doesn't have a leadership problem. It's just that Mike Vrabel knows what he wants in his quarterback, and he said today in the presser, the most important two people on a football team to me are the head coach and the quarterback.
Yep.
So if the head coach doesn't like what he's seeing in any aspect of it, it's not just about throwing, it's about leadership and body language and how you present yourself is just as important as the other stuff. Mike knows that. And so he's trying to, at 21 years old, to think that the kid might have all that understood at the professional level, I think is asking a lot. So I don't mind that he is doing what he's doing when it comes to that.
Yeah, I love it. And it's not even so much telling people what to do. You know for a fact that if your coach blows off fans or doesn't sign autographs, that trickles down. There's osmosis. Conversely, if you see him holding up a phone and taking a selfie with a fan, that's going to cause you to maybe be a little more comfortable, interact with fans. And I think it's a good thing. I think it's modern sports. I think it's a very good thing. Something we didn't necessarily live for a long time here in New England because of who was running the show and how they chose to run the show successfully. You know, it's, don't take that as a criticism.
No, Tom Brady sure was.
Yeah, it was very successful with Tom Brady. The success factors for the New England Patriots this year. ESPN put out another sort of season preview story this morning, and it was about the ceiling and the floor for every NFL team, something I think we've touched on at various points. But these numbers are interesting from ESPN. The ceiling for your 2025 New England Patriots, 11-6.
That very is fair.
That is called a playoff team. You win 11 games, I think you'll pretty much assuredly be in the playoffs.
Yes. Unless it's 2008.
Well, they have seven teams now. They only had six make it then.
Yeah, so. I'd be stunned. Fair point. I'd be stunned if you win 11 games and don't make the playoffs.
Yep.
Now, the floor for the Patriots in 2025, according to ESPN, 6-11. If you only win six games, there's going to be a lot of concerns with the development of Drake May, where this team is going, what happened. So first of all, how fair do we think those, how realistic do we think those two polls are for this Patriots team this year, Ted?
I think it's pretty accurate. Yeah, I think 11.
Even more optimistic than you. You had 10 wins, right, when we did?
I did, yeah.
Okay, so a little more optimistic than you?
Well, that's the ceiling.
Yeah.
I mean, I see what you're saying. I wouldn't be shocked if they won 11. I could see a scenario playing out in my head based on what I've seen so far over them winning 11 games. I don't think that's going to be the case. And if the low end is 6-11, is that a disappointing season?
Yes. Yeah, for me it is.
Based off of the fact they've had two back-to-back four-win seasons?
Yes, but based off the fact that you're supposed to have your quarterback. And I don't know that, you know, it's – I keep saying they won three games a year ago. That last win was kind of a weird situation. So I guess to double your win total from 3-6, can you convince yourself that was a nice step forward? But everybody tells me they have an easy schedule.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not as much to put – a lot of people put wins and losses pretty much 80%, 90% on quarterbacks. Where I look, okay, what does the defense do? What do the special teams do? What would the offensive line bring? It's to me, there's – So I don't know. I if six wins probably means that Drake May did not have a good season. So that would be something to look at. I think these are fair ceiling and floors. I can't imagine them having a worse record than you know, less than six wins. Like,
right.
I can't imagine that scenario. The only thing is if there's significant injuries, and then that's different. But I think this is kind of a fair floor ceiling. Estimation, in my opinion.
I believe, Andy, that the losing record Patriots fans would be most comfortable with would be 8-9. I think they'd like to see them double the win total from the last 2 years, or just add the last 2 years together, and 8-9 would be good. That would show them you're close to being a winning team, you're on the road to recovery and redemption, and that'll probably put them in every game. I mean, hell, sure, 0-17 would be the biggest bummer in the world, but if they were a field goal away and competitive in every game, then at least that would be a sign. But 8-9, 9-8, somewhere around there. But I think fans could live with 8-9. 7-10, you got to tell me those were some really, you know, coin toss games that hopefully Drake will win in his third year. 6-11 would be a bit of a bomb. I think that would be a legitimate letdown, especially after everything we've heard.
I think you just got back to my feeling as to why this is one of the more overrated teams in football. You said fans will live with 8-9. I think that's a good season. I think that's a good – you're almost a 500 team. You've doubled your win total from a year ago, maybe even a little bit more to get to 8 wins. Like, I think that's a jump, and you're telling me, yeah, they'll be okay with 8. And like, I don't think people understand how bad this team was a year ago, how really bad a football team it was.
Has been.
And mm-hmm. how much change has happened. And I know change is supposed to be good.
It is.
But a lot of change can take a while to kind of settle in.
I think in this case it's better. So I see what you're saying, but if it was a lot of change with the same head coach, it's different head coach, different environment, totally different. So I look at it maybe a little differently. The thing is, I think is more important than I don't know. Look, you know, than a 7 or an 8 win team is how did Drake May look in those 7 or 8 wins?
Yep,
it's. I don't think people are 100% bought in on the quarterback. We don't know what if we got the guy for the next 15 years. We need to find that out this year. Let me find that out. And then the record can be 7 wins. It can be 11 wins. I don't care as long as Drake May is playing the position that we think we think he needs to play if he's going to be considered the franchise quarterback.
Well, it's like the cheap shot I took at him earlier. And it was a cheap shot. I fully admit it. It was a cheap shot. It was a low-hanging fruit sarcastic joke. But Dustin May and Drake May have the same number of wins in New England.
Oh.
One's been here a year and one's been here 2 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there is that thing where Drake May needs to win some games. Like, he didn't even win games. Like, a couple more last year would have been a better feel-good situation.
Three.
So. Yeah. Like a crooked number, as they say in the sport of base, put a crooked number up. And that is something that I think is going to hang over him. The turnovers and the wins. Like you need to fix those two things to fix your perception, your expectations, whatever you want to call it. So, yeah, there's no question. The record is what it is. They're not going to the Super Bowl. They're not a championship contender. We can all agree on that, right? Like even if they sneak into the playoffs, whatever.
Correct.
So really, long term, did you just make a noise, Fitzy?
They're not going to the Super Bowl.
But long term, what matters is, do you feel like Drake May is becoming the guy who could take you to that status, who could take you? So yes, absolutely. But I do think Fitzy leads a whole crew of Patriot Nation that believe 8-9 would be a disappointment. And I
disagree with that. Say you go on a, you win 7 out of your last 10 games. Oh, and you only won 8 games.
Right.
Well, that's a lot different than winning 7 out of your first 10 games and then losing the majority of your, get better at the end of the season. Let me see this team going into next season on a high note. There's a big difference between ending on a high note and not making playoffs, and not making the playoffs and basically just limping into the last two months of the season.
Andy, that's the famous Perillo 1993 finale where they win 4 in a row, and then everyone gets fired up for the 1994 Patriots, who of course made it to the playoffs and had some of the more exciting wins in franchise history prior to the Ted Johnson, Tom Brady. Well, the Ted and Tom era.
Yeah, and you got to also remember that Paul Perillo was a big Drew Bledsoe fan, and part of that was building up what Bledsoe was building and kind of praising him and the evolution, which is true. I mean, it's the same thing with Drake May. I think we all are fans of Drake May. We all want Drake May to be good. I don't think there's anyone here that hates Drake May or doesn't think he's going to be good or doesn't. Do you not?
I know
like
someone
him?
On our show who's not a big Drake May fan.
Who? Dan Ball, did you want to chime into this segment? Are you busy back there?
Yeah, that'd be sweet. Mm.
I'll let Drake and his definitive answers there speak for me.
Yeah, I think everybody wants Drake May to be good. Because some of it is selfish. Like, it'll be more fun to do the job. It'll be more fun to talk to him. It'll be more fun if this team is competing for week in and week out and playoff spots come November and December, right?
Well, for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
It's not like just this year. It's like, okay, now we got a guy for the next 10.
Right. And the flip side of that is something we don't want to think about, going back into that cycle of, oh, Mac Jones isn't the guy. Who's going to be the guy? How do we get the guy? How long do we know before that guy is the guy? Like,
because if he's not the guy, we won't know this year. It'll take them 2 more years after that. So then it takes another 2 years to develop a guy. So if he doesn't work out, it's another 5 years of meddling football before you find a guy.
And I'm not getting any younger around here. So let's get this thing moving forward. According to ESPN, the biggest X factor for the Patriots season, let's see if you guys agree. I'm pretty sure you will, but the biggest X factor is not actually Drake May. It is the Mike Vrabel effect. Do we agree with that? Do we understand what that means? What do we make of that idea?
Fitzy, what do you think?
Oh, 100%. Mike Vrabel is the fact. I mean, he's already your offseason MVP. He's still the face of the franchise. I think this team probably, Ted, is somewhere between a 7-9 win team with the talent they have and the massive amount of turnaround that he's had to execute along with Cowden, Wolf, Stretchman, and beyond. Whether or not he can take them from a 6-7 win team to a 9-10 win team, that's probably, I think, what a lot of people believe will be the Mike Vrabel effect. Being smart, being tough enough, willing this team into excellence. That's my guess as to why he's the X factor.
I think that's right. And I think Mike, even though he joked about it at the owners' meetings, I think Mike won March. And I think he won April because of him being here. I don't know if they draft the players they drafted if he wasn't here. I don't know if the attitude in the buy-in is at a level which I think is really high right now if Mike Vrabel isn't here. So Mike has had a massive, massive impact so far on this team. And I'm a big believer in the head coach setting the tone for the whole organization. And I think he's worked his ass off to do that.
617-779-7937. 11-6. That's the ceiling, according to ESPN. 6-11 is the floor. Let's see what you think. Let's go to the phone lines. Tim in Hanover. What are your expectations for this Patriots team, Tim?
Guys, I love listening to you every day, all three of you. You're awesome.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I just want to say, 7-9 was my prediction in the beginning of the year before the draft even. 7, I think, is a number that they're probably going to be on. 9 is if they overachieve. The thing is, I've been hearing about the competition between May and the kid from the Vikings, McCarthy. I think McCarthy's got the edge on him because he's got a better offensive line. He's got more weapons that we haven't had yet. And on top of that, he had a coach that was in college that was an awesome quarterback, and he's a great quarterback coach. So I give him the edge.
Thanks for the call, Tim. We touched on that a little bit earlier. I do think it's interesting, the Jaden Daniels measuring stick for Drake May we talked about during joint practices last week with Washington, because Jaden Daniels is the poster boy for young quarterback. He's the guy from that class, the whole thing.
He was one pick in front of Drake May.
Right. And then there's J.J. McCarthy, who some people thought was in the conversation to go 3, to be in the whatever, misses his whole year. I think Tim's right, though. The situation right now for J.J. McCarthy is better. Like, he's with Kevin O'Connell, who's proven to me that he can coach in the NFL. He's a really good offensive coach.
Did anyone have that idea of him being that good when he came, when Josh was insistent upon drafting him, drafts him, gets cut after a year, goes to the Jets, very middling career. But does anyone remember, like, I'm going to tell you, this guy's going to be a coach one day.
I played with Cliff Kingsbury for a year. Right. Last thing I thought was that he was going to be, he turns out to not be a very good head coach. He's better of a coach.
But even an offensive wonder kid,
I didn't know. I did know that Mike Vrabel would be a good head coach, but I played with him for 5 years, and that was enough time for me to know it. But no, I can't say I knew.
Plus, there's a lot of guys you come across that you're like, oh, that guy's smart. Maybe he'd like to coach someday, or he seems like he interacts, whatever. I mean, whether it's McCourty or Slater, like, there's different names.
You got to have a personality. Not only do you have to be really good, smart at football, but you have to have the personality to be a good head coach.
And you also have to want to do it.
Right.
Really want to be invested, which is something I think some people questioned about the head coach a year ago here in New England. Was he truly invested in wanting to be a head coach? And then also, you have to have good experiences, which I also think ties into Gerard Mayo. Do I think Kevin O'Connell benefited from being around Sean McVay? Absolutely, I think he benefited from being.
No doubt.
If he didn't do that, would he be as good a coach as he is now? Yeah. No, probably not. So it's all part of, you know, you have to have the foundation fitsy of knowledge or desire, whatever, but then it's sort of where the path takes you and how do you end up there.
Dude, I didn't realize Aaron Jones is now the running back for Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
Year two.
So year two, I forgot. But TJ Hockenson, one of the best tight ends in the NFL, and Justin Jefferson, one of the best wide receivers. So he's got
Jordan Addison, who'd be better than anybody on the Patriots.
And they also snagged Ted. Don't sleep on Jordan Mason, the backup running back from San Francisco last year, as a 1-2 punch with Jones. That's going to be a nice,
and
nice backfield.
And they got Darisaw, like, they have an offensive line.
Like lockdown left tackle.
They feel like they upgraded the center position by getting rid of Garrett Bradbury. So. Yeah. No, I think the Vikings are a very good spot. J.J. McCarthy does not have the Drake May excuse of, look what I'm surrounded with. You know, what am I supposed to do? I don't know. Sam Darnold was pretty good there, and Sam Darnold was kind of a bust before he got there. So if you're as good a winner as people say you are, J.J. McCarthy should hit the ground running. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your phone calls reacting to this prediction. Could the Patriots actually be an 11-win football team? Or might they actually be a 6-win football team? The truth is somewhere in the middle. Let us know what you think. Your phone calls next. And Mike Dussault at 4:45. He had to bump him back just a little bit. Mike Dussault, fresh off the practice fields out in Minnesota, joint practice action. That's all next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
How's what's trending? Mike Vrabel earlier today talking about Drake May and his leadership, which he has been trying to mold and improve for his quarterback this offseason.
I think it's an interesting discussion. I do, because the hard part, can people understand that maybe the hard part, Drake May was not the first overall pick. He wasn't even the second quarterback. He was the third quarterback picked.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not playing his best football right now. It's hard to be a leader when you yourself are struggling on the field. And I think that's part of the problem, but I have no problem with Mike trying to get him, bring out some of those leadership qualities. A lot of people say leaders are born. I think you can teach somebody to be a leader. I really do. So I applaud Mike's effort in doing that.
Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Fitzy, before we get back to the phone calls, that answer actually made me think of your Roman Anthony take and some of the criticisms you took there with Mike Vrabel talking about you always try to make players better. Like, mm-hmm. you meet them where they are and you coach them to improve. If the guy is a C-level player, you're hoping to get him a B-level player. If he's an A-level player, you're hoping to get him A-plus or Hall of Fame-level player. And I think that's what the consideration is with Roman Anthony's power. Sure, it's great that he walks a lot and hits for average, but that doesn't mean you can't ask him to hit for a little more power or maybe cut down on the strikeouts and take his game to the next level because he is that damn good.
Yeah, and the altering of the swing, and I know I took a beating on social media, the temporary scourge of Red Sox social media nation. It's not about like, yeah, hey, kid, you've been swinging this way your whole life. Now change it to hit for more power. It's more along the lines of like, hey, I know you have that in there as well. So if you're just going for you know, line drives, contact, and walks. Like, every now and again, maybe swing for the fences, because the team could use, even with their great run production and differential, Andy, a little pop. Same goes with some of these guys Vrabel's coaching up.
Absolutely. 617-779-7937. We're talking Patriots. We're talking win total expectations. ESPN says best case scenario is 11. Worst case scenario is 6. What say you? 617-779-7937. Let's go to Ray in Boston. What's up, Ray?
Fitzy, I can't believe you. I thought you knew football. If an 8-9 season is a disappointment for you, then you don't know football.
No, I never said it was a disappointment. No, Ray. I didn't.
Sorry,
I never
maybe
said.
I'm wrong.
I never said an 8-9 season would be a disappointment. I said certain you know, facets of Pat's Nation might find it to be a disappointment, because I think they're believing 9-8, 10-7 as well. But to double your win total from a year ago and show people that the turnaround is legitimately underway and there are brighter seasons and days ahead, I'm 100%. As long as they look good and don't embarrass us the way that they did last year and the year before, Ray, I'm 100% on board with that.
As a realistic Patriots fan, I'd be happy with a 6-win season, because we haven't done anything to get better. They're saying, oh, Pop Douglas, he's so great. That's what they said last year about the guy. Stephon Diggs hasn't caught a pass over 5 yards this whole training camp, last time I checked. We have rookies on the offensive line. We don't even have a pass rusher. Keon White, he's supposed to be great for the last 3 years. Last time I checked, if you're not helping, you're hurting, and we haven't done anything. If you added Micah Parsons and Terry McLaurin, I'd be like, okay, yeah, 8 or 9 wins. If we win 6 games and we can just score a touchdown in the fourth quarter, then I would be a happy Patriots fan. I'm sick of turning the game off and going outside to rake leaves in the first quarter.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for the call, Ray.
Well, I don't think we're going to, Andy, that game, remember the game, I think it was 2 seasons ago. It was a Giants game. I think it was the Sunday after Thanksgiving. We did a 6 Rings Live as well at halftime. It was, I think that was the absolute bottom. It was right after the Germany, maybe it was after the Germany game. It was so bad. Remember, it was like 7-0, Mac threw 2 picks, DeVito, they got beat by DeVito 10-7. Like, I see that, those are the days that Ray's thinking of. Those days are long gone now. Those days are not going to get you anymore.
We hope they're long gone.
We hope, and I mean, so
that was just 2 years ago. We think they're a better team now. We don't know, but we think they're better.
And Ray, I'm as cynical and skeptical as anyone. But to say they haven't done anything to get better is just not accurate. No, they didn't get Micah Parsons and Terry McLaurin.
Right.
They added Mike Vrabel. They added Josh McDaniels. They added an entire coaching staff that is light years more experienced and better than last year.
Can we say that they've been more, there's more been of more of a sense of urgency to get this team better,
sure,
this year than mm-hmm. we've seen in forever.
They also spent hundreds of millions of dollars on guys named Carlton Davis, Milton Williams, Harold Landry. Like, they brought in
Steph
veteran
Diggs.
Talent to get better. They used the number 4 pick in the draft on a guy who I think everybody thought might be the best offensive lineman in the draft, whether he's a guard or a tackle. We can go down that whole road.
Yep.
So to say that they haven't done anything to get better, and that doesn't include the rest of the draft either, Travion Henderson and all those other guys, yep, they've done things to get better. So, and I like Ray's mentality, because if you go in thinking 6 is a success, yeah, and you get 8, you're going to be feeling really good. And then you're going to be like, whoa, if they get out one more player here and one more player there.
I think Patriot fans, see, I disagree a little bit. I think Patriot fans mm-hmm. are more in line with Ray. I think most people are kind of just pragmatic about where this team is. I don't think all of a sudden people feel like they're going to go to the playoffs this year. They hope, but I think they just want to see some improvement from what they've seen over here the last few years. And the quarterback play get better. I think that is kind of what most people's expectations are for this team.
I smell a new poll question, Andy.
What's that?
Where are you in line with the optimistic playoff bound fan, the hover near a winning record, or losing record is fine as long as there's turnaround?
Okay, we can put that in the hopper.
But a winning record can still not make the playoffs.
Right. A winning record could miss the playoffs, and a losing record could be a great season, in my opinion, depending on how it all plays out and you deal with everything. You know, for example, if Josh Allen gets hurt and the AFC East becomes wide open, that changes their perspective. The Dolphins look snake-bitten to me. Bob Cousy was wrong. It's not the Celtics. It's the Dolphins.
It's no doubt.
They're going down the crapper.
Them, the Steelers.
Yeah, do we have an update
toast
on Chop Robinson?
I don't have a specific update, but the fact that he and their entire secondary is already injured after they underachieved last year, and the head coach is already openly feuding with Tyreek Hill, and the head coach
and
is on the hot
line
seat.
And coach is questioning the practice habits.
Like, Jalen Ramsey was criticizing him.
So they got rid of him.
The whole thing is over for them. They are in trouble. But your team doesn't just play in a vacuum. Like, you have to play other teams. And, you know, this easy schedule we look at now, easiest in the AFC, third easy. Well, sometimes that looks different in like a month. And you're like, didn't expect those two teams. Like, what if the Raiders are a good team? And I know that's hard, but what if Pete Carroll turns it around? Geno Smith has that reclamation project type story again. What if the Raiders end up being a 12-win team? Well, your schedule's not as easy now if the Raiders are a 12-win team right out the gates. So that has a way to adjust. So the truth is somewhere in the middle. Ray, have a little more hopeful look, Ray. That's me saying that. Be a little bit more optimistic, and I think you'll be happier in life. 617-779-7937. How many wins do you think for the Patriots? Let's go to Chris in Milford. What's up, Chris?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. First off, I was completely caught off guard when Stiz answered my call by my name. I had no idea you guys saved that stuff. You must have notes on people, too. And
files,
make sure
binders.
Notes include that he's a big pessimist on the Patriots, so
yes.
When he calls in, y'all know. But anyway, I'm the opposite, man. I'm as hopeful for this team in the last, as I have been in the last 5 years. We got an exciting young quarterback. We got an energetic head coach that actually sounds like he knows what he's talking about and is real when he's talking to people, the media and whatnot. We got a lot of young talent. Sure. I mean, we're not going to win a Super Bowl. But if we can get to 8, 9, 10 wins and Drake May looks like the truth, then, we'll be back to the previous 20 years. When we just came into every season bored, expecting to win. This is a season where we're hopeful, got optimism. And one last thing, Ted. You're the man. You had a huge impact on what we did in the early part of the dynasty and even before that. So I love you, man. You're a hero.
Thank you.
Love you guys.
Thank
Have a good day.
Thanks, Chris.
Go.
Appreciate that.
Thanks,
Chris. You're a hero.
Very nice.
Wow. That was
very nice. Low bar for heroes.
Low bar. Chris, you said it, not me.
Chris has a low bar.
Not all heroes wear capes. They wear flowery shirts.
That's it. Thank you.
Hero.
Thank you. Very nice.
I like that perspective. The only thing I would say for me, and this is what you and I fought over, if you remember, that one day when you wanted to kill me and grab me by the head and just...
That was one day?
The one day.
Oh.
The one day he most wanted to kill me is even, he goes, if we win 8, 10 games, to me those are different.
There's a difference.
In the NFL, like, that's kind of a big difference there. So
you're right in saying that.
8, I feel good. 10, I think you have borderline a parade for a hell of a season, and Mike Vrabel gets to throw a big party for his first year down in Foxborough. So the one thing I've said to Fitzy and others is it would be nice to get back to, and he just referenced it, Chris just referenced it, that, there was a time when everybody cared about the hat and T-shirt games. If you won the division, everyone cared about the division title. Then it was just like, talk to me in the AFC Championship game. Talk to me in the Super Bowl. Let's go back to it matters if you just make the playoffs.
You know what? And that's where I think Patriot fans are at their best, is when they're seeing a team build on something. Like I got here in 95. We were building something in 95.
Yep.
We went to the Super Bowl in 96. Nobody expected us. You saw what happened there. So we still kept building and building and building. And then it all came to fruition in the early 2000s. I think people just want to be on board with a team that is building towards something. And it feels like that's what they're doing right now.
Moving forward. We haven't been moving forward for a couple years, and that would be nice. Let's go back one more phone call before we hit the break. Mark in Connecticut. What's up, Mark?
What's going on, guys? Love you all. Hey, it was great to finally get to meet you guys in person on Friday at the game. That was great, guys.
We had a lot of fun out there.
It was fun.
Absolutely. 10-7. I got many bets on it. 10-7. I really think the coaching staff alone elevates this team to at least 4 more wins, so that's 8. But I'm still going to give it because of all the additions that we made on the defensive side of the ball and Stephon Diggs. We're going to go 10-7. And Efton Chisholm is my little secret weapon right now. I got to talk to him at training camp. The kid has that little itch, that little it factor. I really think he's going to be something special.
All right. Thanks for the call, Mark.
Hope so.
Thank you, Mark.
I mean, you see a little something there. You do.
Oh, yeah, there's a little something.
Little something there.
Emphasis on little, Ted, that you would do with me.
Just a little something there.
Oh.
He is little.
Fitzy, have we seen a jersey yet?
We have not seen an 86 yet.
No.
Well, I don't know if there's a Chisholm jersey in the Patriots Pro Shop yet.
I can't imagine.
No, it would have to be custom. He makes the roster, they'll fly.
You'd have to be drafted.
Yeah. No.
Even the late round draft picks don't have.
But
jerseys.
You could make a custom one. You could go in there if you really wanted to be. Because a lot of fans are like that. They want to be the first.
Yeah.
First Efton, like somebody, and then they want us in the media to be like, I was at Patriots practice and I saw my first Efton Chisholm jersey. Yeah. But that there isn't one yet is interesting. They will come. If he makes the roster, they will sell. Absolutely. 617-779-7937. Talking Patriots projections. Up next, we're talking Patriots practice. Mike Dassault, Patriots.com, joins us fresh off the joint practice fields of Minnesota. Stick around. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
WEEI Afternoons, and joining us on the phone lines now is our friend Mike Dassault, Patriots.com, fresh off the joint practice field out in Minnesota. Mike, how are we doing today?
Hey, guys. I'm doing well.
So we've been following some reports, as you might expect, from Twitter and various sources. Did I read correctly that Drake May was sacked at least six times? Because that's an alarming number for me, Michael.
Yeah, there was, and you know, to be honest, to be up front, me and Evan, we split up, and he was mainly on the offense, I was mainly on the defense, but I caught enough of the offense to see, you know, there was definitely pressure today, but there were also big plays, so it's different than I think what we've seen the last handful of competitive portions of practice where kind of looked stunted. You know, there were some turnovers, so not quite those problems today. Today, there were some big plays. Mac Hollins, you probably read at the end of the competitive period, Travion Henderson allegedly ended it on the second down of that period, which was pretty exciting to watch. Stephon Diggs was really involved, but no question, Brian Flores and his complicated pass rush schemes, they had some success today for sure. So we'll see how the offensive line adjusts and comes back after it tomorrow. And we'll see, what adjustments they make.
So, Mike, how do you square up kind of where this offense is right now for the Patriots? After their, sessions with Washington and then the preseason game, then they subsequently the last two practices before in Foxborough before they left for Minnesota were not good. And then today happened. So, how do you put this offense, if you will, over the Patriots kind of in perspective at this point in training camp?
Yeah, Teddy. I mean, you're right. It's been, like I said, it's been really clunky as things got competitive down toward the end. I think you can look at the silver lining, though, of they are making some plays down the field. I think that's something that has been missing for a large chunk of training camp, something we've been looking for them to be able to do. Almost seemed to me, especially early on, that it was almost a focus, like let's try to get the ball down the field a little bit. Of course, some of the blitzing, it was hard to do. They had, some nice dump offs. So, there's no question this offense needs to continue to build. And, I like Josh's confidence a couple days ago, but like no turnovers as well. But the pressure is something that we saw way too much of last year. And I think everybody's got, the yips when it comes to that kind of thing. Drake's not going to be able to take that big next step if he's not able to have time. But I think the positive sign for me today was that when he did have time, he was making this defense pay. So I'll look at that silver lining, but no question, they got stuff they got to clean up and then they have to continue to build.
So, Mike, I saw some highlights across the social media, and obviously Henderson looks great, but Steph Diggs looks like he was doing some work in some one-on-ones out there. When you were watching, cool. did he look good? And does he look like to you in person like he's on track for Week One? Because I think a lot of people are hoping and praying that he will be.
This was the best I've seen him look, and I've been impressed that I thought he might have to start on PUP, cautiously optimistic about what he was coming in. But today he showed what a nightmare he is. And I mean, those one-on-ones are impossible. I was standing with the Vikings fans watching the Patriots defense, mostly give up catches. Then you look over on the other side and they're giving up mostly catches on the other side too. But Diggs, you can just see that trust building between him and Drake. So, I mean, those are the big part of the positivity. If you want to take some silver linings out of today, not highlighting the pressure too much, but I think Diggs looks phenomenal today. And you see the growing trust between those guys, especially in the earlier 11-on-11 periods. Obviously, in the late ones, they didn't really have many plays to run. But him, Hollins, and Pop Douglas continue to stand out and make plays here. So hopefully they can clean up the protection and make more of them.
Mike Dassault, Patriots.com, joining us on WEEI Afternoons. Mike, you said you were watching the defensive side of the ball. I thought there was a really interesting answer in the pre-practice press conference from Mike Vrabel about Kyle Duggar and what he needs to do to get back in the mix. And he didn't even bristle at the fact that the consideration was he's not in the mix right now. What did you see from Duggar today? And what have you seen from Duggar? Is he a guy that even with a dead cap hit could be a surprise cut?
That's a good question. And I mean, I would say I don't think anybody other than me and Doug Kye today watched the defense, which was very good. I was very impressed with the defense. Nobody wants to know. I'm looking at Twitter. I'm like, did anyone else watch the defense today? They were really good. They got burned a few times by TJ Hockenson, and they gave up a screen pass that would have been a big gain. But otherwise, I thought they were all over J.J. McCarthy, forcing bad throws, forcing him to scramble a little bit. In their competitive period, they allowed a field goal, but it was by the skin of their teeth. And as far as Duggar, it's more of the same. You're seeing a lot more of Jalen Hawkins and Craig Woodson up there with Jabril Peppers, Jabril Peppers is especially, on passing downs, he's playing more inside the box, playing more of a nickel linebacker role. So Kyle Duggar continues to run with kind of that second group. So, to me, that Vrabel response, the things that stood out to me sounded like maybe it's a system thing, and it sounds like he needs to, get on the same page of this defense and understand what they're trying to do. So, and then Vrabel also pointed out the ankle. But as you guys know, time is running out. They have a young safety, Craig Woodson, that continues to elevate and seemingly is, making plays. So that's a good thing to have. I think we're all a little surprised, though, by this. We thought Kyle Duggar really needed a bounce back year, and, time is ticking.
Yeah, Mike, for Vrabel to kind of point out that he needs to kind of almost learn the defense. I mean, this is a five-year NFL vet got a big contract. Yeah. That, to me, is almost like a guy that's still, trying to make his – his way into the NFL. So that was interesting. But this stay on the defensive side, and it was interesting because a lot of people saw the reports that Carlton Davis took himself out of individual warm-ups early in practice, but he went back in, correct, and played in the rest of the team. How did Carlton Davis look? Because he's been pretty much absent of most of the substantial part of practices so far. How did he look today in practice?
Yeah, I clocked that as well, Teddy. He walked off while they were kind of warming up, and then he came back out. Like I said, I mean, no Jordan, no Justin Jefferson, so that makes things a little bit easier there on the outside. You know, Jordan Addison did have one catch, but otherwise I thought those guys held up pretty well on the outside, and really I'd point towards Milton Williams, Calavon Chaisson, even Robert Spillane getting in there. Christian Barmore's kind of being held back right now, so you're not even really seeing what I think has been their best pass rusher against these Minnesota Vikings right now. So it's a good question. They certainly need Carlton Davis, and he spoke after practice and said, I'm definitely working through something, but he said he's definitely going to be ready for week one. I think it's just interesting. We've never really seen a team like this where we've seen, sometimes guys come late into practice and they hop right in. So it's a different vibe that Vrabel kind of works with these guys, and I think we're all kind of adjusting and trying to figure out, what does it mean when, Stephon Diggs shows up halfway through practice and just jumps right in as he, did a couple weeks ago. So, but it looks like Davis is going to be on track for week one, and hopefully Gonzalez is out there with him.
Okay, Mike, we're going to need you to weigh in here and help us settle a debate we've been having for a while that seems like it's starting to take foothold in Patriots Nation. For the final wide receiver spot, Javon Baker or the living legend of Efton Chisholm?
All right, well, I'm gonna go with Efton Chisholm right now, and I got to point out both those guys, though, because, again, nobody's even watching, definitely not watching the special teams drill. So I was watching, a punt return drill where essentially they just set up like a blocking dummy, and you had to, prevent the man from, almost like preventing the gunner from getting to the returner. And both Efton Chisholm and Javon Baker had like the final two reps, and they were both outstanding, just getting right in the face of the defenders, dominating them, not letting them get to the dummy. And at the end, I mean, Javon Baker took his helmet off. The whole team ran over to him. It was a big thing. But I just continue to see both those guys making plays. It's really hard to pick between the two. But right now, I just give a slight edge to Efton Chisholm, probably because he's the new flavor of the month, right? Like, it's what we all want. But again, I saw both those guys make plays on offense as well today, and we'll see what they do tomorrow.
All right, Mike, appreciate you breaking down practice for us. How's the weather out there? Is it hot?
It's hot. Not as hot as it was back there, but a little steamy out here. There's some humidity, but I've never been to Minnesota before. I like it. It's a nice place, nice people, beautiful facility.
Minnesota in the summer is unbelievable.
Mike. You know when it sucks? In February for the Super Bowl.
It does.
Cold as a witch's you-know-what
I already sent Deuce like at all the burger places to hit, the breweries to hit, so we hooked him up real nice.
Ooh, the Juicy Lucy. You going to get a Juicy Lucy later? Some cheese curds?
That's all I keep hearing, the Juicy Lucy. That's what everybody keeps saying. So yeah, I got one of them. Maybe before I get out of here.
All right, Mike, have a good time. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, guys.
Mike Dussault, Patriots.com, breaking down the action from Vikings-Patriots joint practices. Appreciate that that information. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's 5 o'clock. Means it's time for The Drive. Means it's time to go back to some of our conversation with Alex Cora, a very enlightening conversation with the manager of the Boston Red Sox. That's up next on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.